Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Scope Podcast. Before we get into it, make sure you like and smash that subscribe button.
Okay, welcome back to the Scope Podcast. I'm with the boys having a bit of a giggle. Someone's probably in the background. But we are coming to you live from the BSC Content Studio at YKTR Sports. We've got my boys, the Bird Gang back rowers, Hamole Olokowatu and Josh Schuster. Thanks for joining me, boys.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you.
How's it been up there so far, boys? So this is the bubble's a little bit new for some of the teams. What's the setup like? How have you settled in all right and ready to go for this weekend?
Yeah, it's been all right. This week's just been cruisy. You know, just been busy with training and that, just the usual.
Yeah. And who beat Chez in table tennis the other day to make him go jump in the pool?
My boy. Oh, I don't know. I think it was Ruben Garrick.
Oh, yeah. Gary goes all right, eh?
Gazler.
Let's jump in the pool after.
Yeah. Not skilled or anything, just fast reflexes.
All right, boys, before we kick off my podcast, I always like to start with a grateful, something I'm grateful for, and I'll kick us off, boys. I am grateful that I also got to represent the Bird Gang back in the day, boys. I'm very proud, as you know. I love supporting the boys. I love my old team, and definitely grateful that I got to don the maroon white colours back in the day, boys. What about you? We'll start off with you, Schmoll. What you're grateful for today?
I'm just grateful for this opportunity. Just to be able to, I guess, do what I love to do.
Beautiful, brother. Shuey, you got a grateful for us?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely grateful for the NRL that's obviously still running this game. I think we're pretty lucky to be playing the game that we love still. Definitely, you know, knowing that, you know, back at home, they're in lockdown, and us boys, you know, living a life in Sunny Coast and living our dream to play and getting the opportunity to play, which... yeah, I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, for sure, brother. Good grateful, and you know, everyone's grateful that we get to still watch the game, considering, like you said, a lot of people won't be able to get to their jobs. Some good gratefuls there, boys. Let's roll into it. I did a little Q&A yesterday, and as you know, Shuey, I messaged you. Majority of them were about you being the first legally blind NRL player, which we'll get to finish off on. But we actually had a couple from your teammates, boys. And the first one's from the skipper, Daily Cherry Evans. He asked, this is for Shuey, and he goes, ask Shuey about the towel razor.
Oh, that's a stitch up. Oh. That's a stitch up.
Yes.
That's a stitch up.
Oh, you got to tell him now. You got to tell him.
Can you elaborate for us, boys, or is it a kept-in-house one?
Oh, yeah, well. I was getting a massage from one of our masseuses. Oh,
yes.
Yes, mate. I was sliding, getting my neck massaged, and then, you know, next thing you knew, the towel started raising. The towel started rising for some reason.
It wasn't a big one. It was just a
little kiddie one. Hit the roof. So yeah.
Oh, that's all done. All right, the next one comes from our boy, and I hope he's back playing soon. Nas Fainu. He goes, this is for both of you, but I'll give it to you, Schmoll, first. How much are you guys weighing at the moment?
I was to be honest, I was 117 like a month and a half ago. But now I'm roughly around 111, 112.
It's been doing good.
And Schmoll, you're going good as well. You must be about $115 with some change, around 115, 120.
I actually weighed myself last night. Eh? I'm actually 112. I'd say 112.
The boys are playing big minutes now on the edge, which we'll get to in a little bit. But the last one, and it's from Zach Sadler, and he wants to know, this one's for you again, Shuey. And he goes, how come you don't shower between training sessions, brother?
Oh, he's the last person to say that.
Sadler's the worst.
He's the worst.
How bad is he? Yeah. I appreciate the boys chipping in anyway, but let's get a little bit more serious now. Boys, I want to talk about your journeys to the Bird Gang. We'll start off with you, Shuey. You've been in the lower grades now for a while. I think you're under 14s. You've been in and around the system. Talk about your journey up to the Bird Gang up until now, and you know what it meant, sort of, to be able to make your debut at the club, considering you've been at there for a minute.
Yeah. I was originally Parramatta junior. Started my juniors, played for Mounties since I was 13, and then you know Parramatta didn't want me, so Scott Fulton, our recruitment manager, came to one of our trials and told me to come have a go at Manly. And yeah, I started, I was 14, and you know, played all my juniors, Parramats, SU Ball, 20s, and fortunately I'm playing first grade now for Manly.
And you've been talked to, obviously, you know, playing at Manly myself. I've heard about your name coming through the grades before you debuted last year. I know your uncle played for the All Blacks back in the day, bro. Did you ever have any ambitions to play rugby union, or did you play much union growing up as well?
Nah, I never played union, to be honest. I was always a league boy since I was young.
Yep.
But funny enough, my whole family is a rugby union background. But yeah, I've always watched rugby league. Always wanted to play in NRL, so yeah.
Is that where the no lookers come from too? Because that's a bit of a union trait too, eh? When they play straight off the scrum and they play nice and direct and they pop it out the back. Is that where you got the no lookers from?
Nah, definitely not from union. I was young and just coming out naturally.
Yeah, lovely. And big smile for you, bro. You debuted in 19. Pretty cool debut. You debuted in your first game was in the finals against the Sharks. And then obviously played the next game against the Rabbitohs in that heartbreaking loss to them. I think remembering back, that's when Jakey got penalised the 10 in the bin for holding back. Yeah. What was it like for an experience to be debuting in the finals, brother?
It was a very emotional experience. You know, I was very, very nervous as well. I can't fully remember, you know, the actual night where I debuted, but it was I just remember running onto the field and my heart was just beating very fast. And then I remember walking over to the scrum, and I think it was Jakey who was telling me that, you know, just don't think about it too much. And the chest coming over, I said, you know, just calm down, take it in, you know, by breath. And then yeah, just from then on, I've just been trying to do my thing.
Yeah, for sure. You're looking way more comfortable now, brother, because you only played the five games last year. Going back to just the debut, I heard like Nas was a big part of getting you over, because you come from Western Sydney as well, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So was Nasi Fainu was a big reason you come over, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. He's probably the reason why I came over, which I'm very grateful for. Yeah, I remember. I remember going to work with my old man, and I finished work and I was on my way to union training.
Yeah.
And I get a call from Nas. I think he just wanted me to carpool with him to training for pre-season.
Yeah.
For 20s. And I told him, think about it. Yeah. And then later that week, I told him I would come with him, you know, just to go watch him train.
Yep.
So he come pick me up. And we go to the training, and then I get out, you know, just sit on the car, the bonnet of the car, and then just watch him.
Just go and carpool and for someone to hang out with, and then go watch him train and play and whatnot.
Yeah, because the trips from from out west was like an hour drive, so I just carpool with him, went and watched him, and then he asked because he was at Westfields at the time, and the coach for our 20 sim was in Westwoods as well, like teaching. And he asked him if I could have a little crack, with them, with 20s.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, sweet. And then lucky that next week, I think it was 2 weeks later, he kind of said, yeah, sweet, come train. And that week where I started training, it was the Trials against Dragons. And then I just had that 1 week of training and then played against Dragons, Charles, and then he just liked the way I played and then signed me up the next week.
Fuck, you make it sound pretty easy, bro. Like, it's a bit harder to make it than
it
that, bro.
It was very hard.
Yeah, you're a bit of a natural because in one of the questions too, I don't know if this is true, but apparently you're a bit of a baller too back in the day, basketball. You played a bit of basketball in your juniors growing up, or sure you reckon?
Nah, I played basketball for fun, like, you know, in school, but I was really good, you know, with basketball.
Yeah, for sure. All right, should we sorry, bro. So kick
the
off.
The handles is one thing I was really good at.
Yeah, you got good handles? You crossing shoey up?
I've got all right handles. I love my handles. I just can't finish.
I think at the end of the year too, we're going to try to do one at YKTR Sports if COVID allows it. We're going to try to get like a 3-on-3 basketball competition on. I know we've already jammed out with Nella and T-Sips and all those boys. So hopefully if we get that going, we can get used to play for it as well.
I don't know how you chose Tanella and Walks in your team.
Oi, bro. Oi. Oi, respectfully to Walks. I don't know if he gets the invite. Hey, D-Walks was on my team, boys, and he's lobbing up half-court shots like he's Damian Lillard or something. I was like, nah, bro.
He loves Damian Lillard.
Coming back over to you, Shuey. Like I said, you made your debut last year against the Tigers, you got a really glowing response from Uncle Benji, bro. He came out and spoke highly of you after the game. What did it mean to you to get a bit of a shout-out from, you know, one of New Zealand's best halves?
Yeah, no, wouldn't lie. It definitely meant the world to me when I heard what he said about my first game. You know, watching him since I was a young kid and, you know, practicing his passing and all his skills at a park. And, you know, to make my debut against, you know, one of the idols, one of the all-time greats, a day I'll never forget.
That's where you got the no look from.
Yeah, the no look at the Benji. Yeah, Benji. Yeah. Benji's one of the OGs as well.
That
eh?
Double pump.
Yeah, hard. And what about another couple of influential guys for you? We'll stay on you again, Shuey. Yep. I know you've been, me and you have been messaging each other on Instagram after most games, or we see anything about Fozzie. What's the influence been like for you for having a guy like Foz on the left edge? And I know you've got ambitions to probably potentially play six later on in your career as well, and learning off a guy like Fozzie, man. What does that mean for you?
Oh, yeah, it definitely means the world to me. I think when he's at Manly, I'll never get the opportunity to play six. He's just one of the, you know, all-time greats of our club. And he's a better bloke, as you know. He's the ultimate competitor and ultimate professional, like you would know. And I love playing with him every day. And he has a blow up in him. So, you know that face when he gives you on that field?
Yeah.
Just want to run back to my mum when I see that face.
I think I got that way more than what you've been getting it. So I've seen the combinations, bro, because he's getting a little bit older now. So I think I fatigued him out on that look for so long.
he's told me a few stories about you and him back in the days.
Yeah. Hopefully they're all good. But the better stories are off the field, boys. We had some fun off the field. But what about you, Schmoll? You're on the right edge with DCE. When I asked him for a couple of questions for you boys yesterday, he said, I'm not touching Molle. I'm going to stay away from him. I need him. He's on my right edge. He's too big and scary to be going at him. So that's why he got into Shuey. What does it mean to have the skipper on your edge? And then I know he speaks really highly of you as well, bro, and the way that your little combination is developing on the right edge as well.
It's a blessing. It's a true blessing to play next beside him. You know, just the way he leads the team, you know, it's just, I guess it's all the little things that he, you know, he says, like, you know, just with telling me to, you know, just stay calm, you know, he's, I don't know, I guess he's what you need in a captain.
He's going to just say shit for no reason. He sort of just likes to have little one-on-one conversations from what I
remember.
Still the same with you?
Yeah.
And what about their experience together, boys? Obviously, you know that they've got it done before. 10 years ago now in 2011. You're about to go on a pretty important run over the next 4 or 5 weeks. Have those two been giving you any advice on what to expect or sort of what's expected at Manly during this time as you have a run into the finals?
Not really, not yet. Yep. I think they'll talk to us more when we start playing finals footy.
Yeah, well, once we start heading into finals, you know, it'll be a bit more serious. But right now, it's just they let us play out like what we, you know, need to do for the team, which is, you know, I guess
just enjoying your footy,
enjoying
playing footy.
Yeah,
and speaking about playing footy, boys, I just broken today or last night apparently that Australia and New Zealand have pulled out of the World Cup. Where do you boys stand in regards to that? For We'll start off with Shuey again. Would you put your hand up to play for Samoa? Do you know what's going to happen now with the rest of the teams? Has there been any chat? Are you involved in any of those chats leading into the World Cup?
Oh, to be honest, I haven't really heard anything yet. That's the first time I've heard what you just said. So
yeah, is that legit?
Yeah, I believe Australia and New Zealand have pulled out at this stage.
Wow.
Oh, breaking news there. They're from the Scopes here. That's a little Scope special, boys, there for you. providing information for you. But like Schmoe and Shuey, whoever wants to answer this, you know, what would it mean? I know you know, proud countrymen of Tonga and Samoa, respectfully. You'd obviously be stoked to represent your country at the end of the year if the World Cup went ahead.
Yeah, 100%. You know, just to put that red jersey on, you know, just it'll mean so much to my parents, what we've been through, back in the days, what they've gone through, all the struggles and that, just to move from Tonga here, just for us to have a better life. And I guess it'll mean the whole world for them.
Yeah, and for you, Shuey, the Johns brothers at one point put up their hand and they said they were keen to coach Samoa for free. Yeah. Sonny Bill threw his hand in. Yeah. It feels like, you know, if this doesn't go ahead, there's so much, you know, solid momentum building in particular for Tonga and Samoa in the last couple of years. It'd be sad if it didn't go ahead and, you know, we didn't get to see Samoa and Tonga play in the World Cup or if the World Cup went ahead.
Yeah, when I first heard the John brothers were talking about it, I was definitely excited. I think what Molly said, playing for your country, I think for me, playing for my country will obviously mean a lot to my family. Not only in Australia, but back in Samoa as well. Got lots of family in Samoa. I didn't have the struggles like Molly did when he was young, but it would definitely mean a lot to my family.
Yeah, for sure. I hope it goes ahead, boys. And just to finish off, we got a bit of a quick one. Normally we finish with the sister question that everyone's probably used to, but I got a good question that come through in the Q&A that I did last night. And it's start, bench, cut, which we've done here at YKTR Sports before, boys. And it's on the Trbojevic brothers. So this doesn't necessarily have to be your favourite players. It could be who's the better bloke out of all of them. Who's the better footy player? Who's your better mate? So we'll start with you, Schmoe. If you had to start, bench, or cut, who are you starting? Who are you benching? Who are you cutting out of Tom, Jakey, and Benny?
I can't do it. Right, they're all legends, man. They're all champions. But I'd say off the field, I love Turbo, but I'd say I'm starting Jakey.
Jakey's the man.
I'm starting Jakey. He's just a champion off the field, man. You know, the way he is around the boys, you know. I guess, yeah, and then I don't know, man.
The next two are dope, so I'm really
I mean, Benny's a crack up. He's got jokes, that kid. But I don't know. I'd say bench, yeah. Sorry, Benny, but I'd bench Turbo and then cut Benny.
Yeah, Benny's got to earn his stripes, bro, anyway. So the other two boys, Benny's coming through. He'll get his time. What about
you?
Yeah,
he will.
Same question?
Yeah. I really don't know.
Fuck, that was hard. Fuck.
They're good people, so I don't really want to. But Benny's my boy, so I'll probably start Benny.
Yep.
God dang.
I have to,
no, Jakey, surely. Jakey. Are you brushing, Jakey? And,
cut Turbo.
Oh, that was a good point. Hey, well, I appreciate it. It was just a little quick potty checking in. All the best against the Tigers tomorrow night, boys. Hopefully you get after it. Captain's run after this and then you're into the game tomorrow.
Thank you for having us, man.
All right, I appreciate the love. And like I said, I'll hit you up later on in the year. Hopefully we get to do the YKTR Sports 3-on-3 basketball game. We'll get you involved, eh?
Yo.
Too easy.
All right, all the best, boys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, brother.